ABR Community Radio here in sunny, well, not so sunny today, but very pleasant Apollo Bay. And I'm going to be chatting in a minute to Kathy Donovan about transition towns. And if you don't know, if you've been sleeping under a rock or away in Byron Bay having a holiday, transition town, according to Wikipedia, which is a reasonably reliable source, a transition town, transition initiative and transition model refer to a grassroots community project that aims to increase self-sufficiency and reduce the potential effects of peak oil, climate destruction and economic instability. The Transition Network, founded in 2006, inspired the creation of many projects. A number of groups are officially registered in the Transition Network. The first initiative to use the name Transition Town, Totnes, in the United Kingdom, although it was born in Kinsale in Ireland. It's spreading like all grassroots things do, from the ground up, isn't it, Kathy Donovan?
It certainly is. And it's pretty much all over Australia, although not in every town or community. There's quite a few in Victoria, Anglesey, Bells Beach area, Torquay have all got small transition town initiatives. You know, they're up around the coast, up around Byron Bay and all those areas as well. All over, each state has got at least, at least three, but in some states like Queensland, they might have, you know, more than a dozen. So it is a spreading thing. And it certainly took a lot more impetus from the global financial crisis, when people really started asking themselves, you know, well, what happens if the economies of the world collapse? What happens to us? How do we sustain ourselves into the future? And so some of those bigger questions started to be asked when people, you know, felt quite rightly a little bit fragile after, you know, monetary systems failed.
So, and have we written a note of, have the Transition Towns group written a note of thanks to Donald Trump for all the extra interest?
Well, yes, I try to ignore him and forget he exists, but it's a bit hard.
We all do, but the natural response is, what can I grow in my backyard?
Yeah.
And, you know, how much exposure do I have to this madness?
Yeah, I know. So really, those were the sort of questions that started to be asked by our local U3A. For those of you who don't know, I'm the current president of the University of the Third Age here in Apollo Bay. And we had a group last year. It was called a Chat and Act group. And basically there was, you know, maybe up to 10 at any one time, people who came together to talk about some of those things like food safety and how do we look after each other, how do we look after our own future, and what are the, you know, needs of people in this town. And a grant opportunity came up. So I'm just giving you a bit of history context.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a grant opportunity came up for us to apply for some money to see if we wanted to put together a transition town here in Apollo Bay, based around community involvement and community action, but really also around the idea that it's not just a problem for older people. This is a whole of community issue and need, and maybe we've got a bit of wisdom to offer through the members of our University of the Third Age. And so with that in mind, we got a successful grant, you know, a small grant, which we're using behind this whole, you know, people would have seen in the newsletter and on Facebook, we've been putting posts up and things like that, that we're actually trying to see if there is enough interest here to form a, it doesn't have to be called a transition town, but something, some sort of an umbrella organisation that cares a little bit about the future and vision of Apollo Bay.
Well, I think it's probably fair to say we care a lot.
Yes.
It's my assertion that nobody comes to Apollo Bay with their heads. They all come with their hearts. And we all come because it connects us better to the environment, one way or another. And we're all prepared to pay the cost of distance and the cost, and we have been prepared to pay the extra costs of all sorts of goods and services to live a life that's just a bit that much closer to other people and to the land and the sea and all those other things. So it's a real natural spot for Apollo Bay to be. And the thing that I really love about transition towns is it's not really organised at all. It's just it's just a bunch of people working around a single idea, sharing information, isn't it, really?
Well, yes. I mean, the kiss of death for any of these transition towns, as far as my research goes, is for them to set themselves up as just yet another group in a town, you know, and to be yet another group that's focusing on the environment. It's not really about that at all. And that's been one of the biggest questions people have had for us about the, you know, this whole thing that we're trying to do is, you know, but we're already doing this. We're already doing that. You know, why do we need a transition town? So I think probably the biggest message that I'd want to get across about it is that it's about what can groups do together or people do together that's bigger than the sort of focus. You might be single focused. So a lot of the groups like Food Share, the Food Swap, the Land Care Network, all of the groups really that are interested in and people that are interested in the environment are all doing great things, you know. People who walk around picking up rubbish, they're doing great things. Everyone can do something on a particular scale. But if we had some sort of umbrella vision, some sort of view of what we wanted Apollo Bay to be like in 20 years, 60 years, you know, 100 years time, would it be about preserving the beauty and the natural environment that we have? Would it be about reducing our carbon footprint? Would it be about a million other things? You know, would it be about making sure that we preserve the native plants, flora and fauna that exist in this area? You know, there are a lot of things that we care about. But if we all said, you know, this is our vision for Apollo Bay, this is what we would like it to be like in the future, we would then be able to work backwards from there and make sure that it happened, combining all our resources and energy, in a sense.
So that it's really a matter of identifying transition projects that groups may, as you say, may already be involved with, they can benefit from Transition Town's expertise, or if one group's picking up rubbish and the other group's planting trees, then maybe those two things can happen together. Or,
well, we can build on what's already going on. We can maybe enhance what somebody's doing with better resources. We have got a bit of grant money that we can put out there to sort of get some projects going or
get
ideas
attention.
Floated.
That's,
yeah. But also, I mean, I've talked a little bit to some of the members of council, Colac Otway Shire Council, and I think that there's also merit in actually having articulated what Apollo Bay believes its future is. Because it's not just about the projects, but it's about being able to say, okay, this is what we all have agreed to, and so we can use that as a platform to perhaps get better resourcing into the town, to be clearer to the council about, well, we have to have this in our town because this is what matters to us. And they are very receptive to that. And in fact, the mayor is hoping to get along to our visioning day that's coming up in May.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
It occurs to me that, because I've been involved with the seafood festival that we just had, and there's a strong will with the fishing co-op to find mechanisms to defeat what's largely regulation-driven barriers to us getting a whole lot more local seafood, whole lot more actually caught out there, and to making that work.
Yes.
Commercially as well as environmentally.
That's right. Why should we ship it in from Geelong when we've got the ocean here?
So all of those things. It's a pretty exciting thing, and it's a great reinvigoration of a lot of the beliefs and ideas that I think lots of people have who choose to come and live here or be here part time. Now the forum is on May 6th. Which is not far away.
No, it's coming up. It's a Sunday.
Yep.
And it's an all-day, well, pretty much an all-day affair. It starts at 10:30, finishes at 3:30, and there will be lunch provided with a gold coin donation. I'm not sure if we'll pull it off, but I'm hoping to get the Hello Cart coffee cup boys to come along so that there'll be real coffee available. But we're looking at the food, showcasing the natural, Stephanie Alexander garden up at the school, yep. and we'll get local bread from the bakery and sort of having that sort of light lunch affair. And U3A members will put our skills together to make lovely cakes and things like that. So the food will be covered, and it'll be an open workshop to really get a vision happening, and we're looking at all sorts of creative ways to make that occur. Libby Riches, who many in the town will know, will be facilitating it, and the committee, we've got a really active committee, a steering group really behind behind it, so they will all be there and involved as well.
And and it would be wonderful to, as part of that, formally or otherwise, just run that little list of all the, you know, the plastic bag initiative and the kids' food garden and a whole lot of the stuff that is going on under our noses and that we maybe take for granted a little bit.
Yeah.
And review that and see how that body can then, you know, get more impetus and more strength going forward. Yeah.
And we really want young people to come along too, because, you know, this is all about the future. And, you know, the old cliche, the young people are our future, is so true here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a bit encouraged, that's anecdotal, but there seems to be some growth in the local school, and a few more younger people moving and choosing to live here.
Well, we had a wonderful conversation with Tiffany up at the school, and she has said that there's a group of, I think it's year 7 and 8 students who are focusing on the environment up there, who she thinks will want to become involved in all of this. So that's wonderful news to us.
Who knows? Might even be a transition radio program.
Wouldn't that be good?
So just to nail it, the 6th of May, 10:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Apollo Bay Community Centre in Whelan Street. And that's sometimes referred to as the Senior Sits, but it's becoming a community centre, really. It's in transition itself.
It is. Council's still working it out.
And that's a whole other, that's an exciting development, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another topic for another day.
Yes, all right.
And people need to register. Well, it would help us if you could register. Yeah. You can, of course, always turn up on the day, but we would like people to register just so we've got enough bread rolls and enough food to cover, you know, everybody.
And you can do that by email. It's a simple email address, transitiontown3233, which, of course, is our postcode, transitiontown3233@gmail.com. Or you can phone Jeanette Byrne on 5237 7797. 5237 7797. There's a mobile number too, but it's tough on the people that, you know.
No. So, if anyone knows Mary Hagen, they can also tell her, because she's like a facilitator for the project.
Everyone knows Mary Hagen.
Yes.
Because she's rounding up all the information, she says, for the last time. On who does what everywhere. So, and of course there's the inevitable Facebook at Transition Apollo Bay, or www.transitionnetwork.org. Transition. If you Google it, Transition Apollo Bay, you'll probably find us, wouldn't you?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I'm not very good at working out how all those internet things connect.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So,
and people can contact me too if they want. We'll put all a list together and things like that.
All right. So. Well, we'll make sure that a podcast of this little reminder goes up on the community website as well. And we'll talk to Pip Cumming there, and we'll promote it here on the radio. And hopefully we'll have a hall full of people.
I hope so. And thank you so much for letting me talk about this.
Hey, look, this is community radio. That's what we do. That's our job. That's Cathy Donovan from Transition Town. Libby Riches is the convener. The date is May the 6th. Don't forget it. Be there if you can, because if nothing else, it'll be a lot of fun and you'll walk away feeling proud of your community. I guarantee it. This is 3ABR. Thank you, Cathy.
Thank you.